Countess Elizabeth Báthory was a Hungarian noblewoman and alleged serial killer from the Báthory family who owned land in the Kingdom of Hungary, now Slovakia. Báthory and four of her servants were accused of torturing and killing hundreds of girls and women from 1590 to 1610. Her servants were put on trial and convicted, whereas Báthory was imprisoned within the castle of Cheche, where she died under mysterious circumstances. The charges levelled against Báthory have been described by several historians as a witch hunt. Other writers, such as Michael Farren in 1989, have said that the accusations against Báthory were supported by testimony from more than 300 individuals, some of whom described physical evidence and the presence of mutilated dead, dying and imprisoned girls found at the time of her arrest. Recent sources claim that the accusations were a spectacle to destroy her family's influence in the region, which was considered a threat to the political interests of her neighbours, including the Habsburg Empire. Stories about Báthory quickly became part of the national folklore. Legends describing her vampiric tendencies, such as the tale that she bathed in the blood of virgins to retain her youth, were generally recorded years after her death and are considered unreliable. Some insist she inspired Bram Stoker's Dracula, although Stoker's notes on the novel provided no direct evidence to support this hypothesis. Nicknames and literary epithets attributed to her include Blood Countess and Countess Dracula. Elizabeth was born in 1560 on a family estate in Hungary and spent her childhood at Exeter Castle. She was raised a Calvinist Protestant, and as a child, Báthory had multiple seizures that may have been caused by epilepsy. At the time, symptoms related to epilepsy were diagnosed as the falling sickness, and treatments included rubbing blood of a non-sufferer on the lips of an epileptic or giving the epileptic a mix of a non-sufferer's blood and piece of skull as their episode ended. At the age of 13, before her first marriage, Báthory allegedly gave birth to a child. The child, said to have been fathered by a peasant boy, was supposedly given away to a local woman who was trusted by the Báthory family. The woman was paid for her actions and the child was taken to Wallachia. Evidence of this pregnancy came up long after Elizabeth's death through rumours spread by peasants. Therefore, the validity of the rumour is often disputed. Between 1602 and 1604, after rumours of Báthory's atrocities spread through the kingdom, Lutheran minister Magyari made complaints against her, both publicly and at the court in Vienna. In 1610, Matthias II assigned Gheorghe Thurzo, the Palatine of Hungary, to investigate. Thurzo ordered two notaries to collect evidence in March 1610. By October 1610, they had collected 52 witness statements, and by 1611, that number had risen to over 300. Báthory is said to have begun killing daughters of the lesser gentry who were sent to her by their parents to learn courtly etiquette. The use of needles was also mentioned by the collaborators in court. There are many suspected forms of torture carried out by Báthory. Some witnesses named relatives who died while at Báthory's house. Others reported having seen traces of torture on dead bodies, some of which were buried in graveyards, and others in unmarked locations. On the 13th of December 1612, Nicola Zrinski confirmed the agreement with Thurzo about the imprisonment of Báthory and distribution of the estate. On New Year's Eve 1612, Thurzo went to Cheche Castle and arrested Báthory along with four of her servants who were accused of being her accomplices. According to Thurzo's letter to his wife, his unannounced visit found one dead girl and another living prey girl in the castle, but there is no evidence that they asked her what had happened to her. Although it is commonly believed that Báthory was caught in the act of torture, she was actually having dinner. Initially, Thurzo made the declaration to Báthory's guests and villagers that he had caught her red-handed. However, she was arrested and detained prior to the discovery or presentation of the victims. It seems most likely that the claim of Thurzo's discovering Báthory covered in blood has been the embellishment of fictionalised accounts. Thurzo debated further proceedings with Báthory's son Paul and two of her sons-in-law, Nicola Zrinski and Gheorghe Drugeth. Her family, which ruled Transylvania, sought to avoid the loss of Báthory's property, which was at risk of being seized by the crown following a public scandal. Thurzo, along with Paul and her two son-in-laws, originally planned for Báthory to be sent to a nunnery. But as accounts of her actions spread, they decided to keep her under strict house arrest. Most of the witnesses testified that they had heard the accusations from others but did not see it themselves. The servants confessed under torture, which is not credible in contemporary proceedings. They were the king's witnesses, but they were executed. Two of the servants, Joe and Sentes, had their fingers torn out with a pair of red-hot pincers and were then burned alive. Another servant, due to his youth and the belief that he was less culpable, Janos, was executed by a much less painful method, beheading. Afterwards, his body was burned on the same pyre as Joe and Senta's. Another servant initially escaped capture but was burned alive after being apprehended. Katerina Benica received a life sentence after evidence showed that she had been abused by the other women. The accusations of murder were based on rumours. There is no evidence to prove that anyone in the area complained about the Countess. In this time period, if someone was harmed or if someone even stole a chicken, a letter of complaint was written. Two trials were held in the wake of Bathory's arrest. The first was held on the 2nd of January 1611 and the second on the 7th of January 1611. The highest number of victims cited during the trial of Bathory's accomplices was 650, but this number comes from the claim by a servant girl named Susanna that Jacob Savassi, Bathory's court official, had seen the figure in one of Bathory's private books. This book was never revealed, and Savassi's never mentioned it in his testimony. On 25th January 1611, Thurzo wrote a letter to King Matthias describing that they had captured and confined Bathory to her castle. The Palatine also coordinated the steps of the investigations with the political struggle with the Prince of Transylvania. She was detained in the castle of Cece for the remainder of her life, where she died at the age of 54. As Gheorghe Thurzo wrote, Elizabeth Bathory was locked in a brick room, but according to other sources, she was able to move freely and unhindered in the castle, more akin to house arrest. She wrote a will in September 1610, in which she left all current and future inheritance and possessions to her children. In the last month of 1610, she signed her arrangement in which she distributed the estates, lands and possessions among her children. On the evening of 20th of August 1614, Bathory complained to her bodyguard that her hands were cold, whereupon he replied, "It's nothing, mistress, just go lie down." She went to sleep and was found dead in the morning. She was buried in the church of Cece on the 25th November 1614, but according to some sources, due to the villagers' uproar over having the Countess buried in their cemetery, her body was moved to her birth home at Exit, where it was interned at the Bathory family crypt. The location of her body today is unknown, but believed to be buried deep in the church area of the castle. The Cece church and the castle of Cece do not bear any markings of her possible grave.
If you like that, then listen to our main show every Wednesday on all good podcast providers. It's Alive Alive, the really, really fake true crime horror podcast. All the guts and gore, none of the guilt. See you on Wednesdays.